My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He represents the Golden State's 48th Congressional District, and he's one of the leading voices calling for the enforcement of our borders and current immigration laws. We've asked him to discuss two major pieces of news regarding the Obama administration and immigration policy, namely the return of so-called catch-and-release orders along the border and the government planning to scale back significantly its aerial surveillance of the border. And, Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's about time the American people understand that, and I think they do, and I think the American politicians had better start understanding that the people understand what a threat this is to all Americans. And we've had this out-of-control flow over our southern border, and, yes, a major flow of illegals coming in from our northern border. We've had overstays of visas. We have millions of people who've come who are here illegally, and that is not good for the well-being of the American people.
Let me quote directly from Paul Bedard's piece for the Washington Examiner on Thursday. In a shocking reversal of policy, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents are being told to release illegal immigrants and no longer order them to appear at deportation hearings. Essentially a license to stay in the United States, a key agent testified Thursday. What's more, the stand-down order includes a requirement that the whereabouts of illegals released are not to be tracked. He then quotes the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, saying, "We might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether." What's the rationale for this move?
What's the rationale is we have a president of the United States who's not watching out for the interests of the people of this country. He's watching. Maybe we can give him credit. Maybe he has a benevolent attitude and commitment to other people who want to come here and take advantage of the resources that we have in order to take care of their needs. But our president is supposed to be watching out for the people of the United States. And what you are describing is that our president has decided that he will not do so. But the Democratic Party needs to be held accountable for this. And by the way, the people in the Republican Party that have been going along with this basically open borders, amnesty approach to immigration deserve to be held accountable as well.
What has been the reaction among Republicans? I know this story just broke in the last day or so, but has there been general outrage? Have they expected this given Obama's previous stances? What's been the reaction?
I think it's more the latter. We're beyond outrage with this president. This president has done so many things that are contrary to the interests of the safety and security and prosperity of the people of the United States that this is no surprise, and especially in dealing with foreign entities, whether it's Muslims overseas or whether it's illegal immigrants coming in here from various countries. This is nothing new for this administration. What's sad is that the people of the United States don't recognize that they're being betrayed by their own president, and also, I might add, betrayed by those people in Congress and the Senate who have been going along with this amnesty program, which is doing nothing but encouraging more and more people to come here.
The other story that I mentioned in the introduction, sir, is from Texas, and that's where the Republican governor, Greg Abbott, and a Democratic congressman, Henry Cuellar, is wondering why Homeland Security plans to scale back its aerial surveillance of the Texas-Mexico border by about 50% compared to recent years. When you combine these two stories, I guess the same question applies, but this is an administration that says that the border has been more secure than ever before. So when you hear stories like this, what does it tell you the real story might be?
Yeah, well, the real story is that this president is not committed to having enforced borders, thus those people, and by the way, even with people who have needs and they need a job, they need to raise money for their families and things, we understand and appreciate that, but that doesn't mean that we're going to bring people in who will take the jobs away from Americans, who will consume the health care and the education dollars that we have for Americans. We don't need that, and the president's not watching out for it. And this idea on surveillance, that just shows you, this is totally consistent with what he's doing. He's opening the door. There's not going to be even a guard on the door to watch who's coming in. And do you think our the radical Islamic terrorists that have declared war on our country and they murder us at any chance, you think they don't see this? They see this, and they've already got a lot of people here. This is going to cause what the president is doing is going to increase the level of criminals that are coming here from other countries and terrorists who come here specifically to hurt Americans and kill Americans.
Congressman, you mentioned a little bit earlier in our conversation that both parties share some blame here, certainly. What do you say to folks who point out that, okay, when the president first came into office, Democrats controlled everything. Then for 2 years, Republicans only controlled one chamber. But since the beginning of last year, Republicans control Capitol Hill, yet the president still seems to be getting away with this. Why can't Republicans do more to stop him?
Well, because unfortunately, the fact is controlling Capitol Hill doesn't mean anything unless you have a two-thirds vote against a president who will veto whatever he doesn't like. That takes a two-thirds vote to override the veto. So we haven't been in control of Capitol Hill enough to actually be in control of a legislative agenda. But let me just say, there are laws that have gone through and have come for votes. There are policies that have been proposed that maybe hasn't come to votes, but people know where they stand. Look and see where your elected officials stand on amnesty. Look where they see, because that's a tip off as to whether or not they actually secretly are going along with the president. How about those people who are talking about the Dreamers? Oh, we have to take care of the Dreamers. What they're talking about is giving benefits to young people who are here illegally, when those education benefits should be going to our own people. Our own kids are saddled with debt, and we're going to give education benefits to people who've come here illegally. And by the way, what does that do? That attracts millions more people here who care about their families. These are good and decent people who want their children to get these benefits. And when we send the word out that we're going to take care of illegal immigrant children and make sure they have a good education and health care, what decent parent anywhere in the world who lives in poverty will not do anything they could possibly do to get their families here? Well, that's the message that we've been sending out. And there's a lot of Republicans that have made that as well, made that their policy or their support for that policy as well. So let's look. We need Senator Sessions and myself and a few others and Ted Cruz and others have been very active on this issue. And we just hold people accountable who are in public office for the stands they've taken. Our country is in grave jeopardy because of it.
Last topic, sir. You mentioned Ted Cruz. I know you're on the record as endorsing Ted Cruz for the Republican nomination, and obviously he won the Iowa caucuses earlier in the week. This issue has come up a lot. It's been a flashpoint with Cruz and Trump. It's certainly been a flashpoint with Cruz and Rubio. As folks start to winnow the field here and look very closely at these candidates, how important should this issue be, and what do you see as the crystallizing differences between them?
I think that people have not quizzed Rubio on the intricacies and the various issues at hand dealing with illegal immigration. They let him get away with the fact that he apologizes now for his dramatic reversal and his lying to the people of Florida when they first elected him, when he pledged not to support amnesty, pledged to fight this idea of open borders, when in fact, as soon as he got elected to the United States Senate, he flipped over and became a major force for amnesty. And now he wants to flip again and wants us to forget that lie. Well, that should mean something to the people who are concerned that our country is being flooded by illegal immigrants. And Ted Cruz, he doesn't have a perfect record, but he has probably the best of the records of those who are running who have had to make the decisions on various issues. Trump is talking off the top of his head, and quite often he says things that are contradictory. Trump will say, "Oh, we're going to build the wall, and I'm going to make the Mexicans pay for it." Well, does that mean if the Mexicans don't pay for it, we're not going to build a wall? And then he says, "Oh, and we're going to deport the people who are here illegally." And then he says, "Well, and then once they get home, they can immediately come back if they want to." These are nonsense. So the only one who makes any sense to me is Ted Cruz.
Congressman, we'll leave it there, and we'll certainly watch as New Hampshire and other states follow. Thank you very much for your time today.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You, sir. California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 48th congressional district and a longtime voice for border enforcement, as well as the enforcement of existing immigration law. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.